From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. North Korea is pressing the United States to accept its demand for direct talks on its disputed nuclear program. A statement from the North's foreign ministry says it is time for the U.S. to make a decision. It comes after a high-ranking North Korean nuclear negotiator wrapped up a rare trip to the U.S. The U.S. has said that it is willing to engage North Korea in bilateral talks if it leads to the resumption of the stalled six-party talks, but officials have said no decision has been made. It seems all but certain that Afghan President Hamid Karzai will serve a second five-year term. His challenger in the runoff scheduled for this Saturday, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, has decided to drop out. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says Afghan election officials seem ready to move forward with the vote.
The Independent Election Commission, which of course is the organization, the Afghan organization running the elections, which Dr. Abdullah had so much trouble with, they say the elections will take place or the runoff will take place regardless of whether Dr. Abdullah takes part or not. So it seems, and it's too late for him apparently to withdraw on paper. The ballots are already out there, so he will be on the ballot. The question now is, do his supporters go out and vote or will they, his supporters go out and vote? He did not call on them not to vote. And so it appears that there will be a runoff with only one candidate technically taking part.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. A Russian military cargo plane crashed in Siberia Sunday, killing all 11 crew members on board. The crash follows a string of other accidents, raising concerns about Russia's aging fleet of Soviet-built aircraft. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Moscow.
The plane was not overloaded. The flying conditions were good. But this was the second accident in less than a month involving an IL-76, the mainstay of the Soviet and Russian Air Force since the 1970s. After an engine broke off the wing of a similar plane in October, Russia's Air Force grounded all IL-76 aircraft. The ban was to have remained in place until experts could determine what caused the accident. Earlier this year, the Air Force grounded its fleet of MiG-29 fighter jets to carry out costly repairs after a plane lost part of its tail section. Officials said that accident was caused by corrosion. Despite military reforms and a steady rise in defense spending, the military has received few new aircraft. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The New York Yankees have taken a 3-1 World Series lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Yankees have just wrapped up a Game 4 victory in the ninth inning when Alex Rodriguez hit a go-ahead double, beating the Phillies 7-4. Asian stocks are sliding in Monday trading. Japan's benchmark Nikkei has dropped more than 2%. Worries about the financial sector resurfaced after the U.S. lender CIT Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is NPR. The UN Secretary General has confirmed that there will be an International Commission of Inquiry into the violence in Guinea in September. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton has more.
Ban Ki-moon said the probe into the killing of pro-democracy demonstrators in Guinea would be led by Mohamed Bejaoui, an Algerian diplomat and a former judge at the International Court of Justice. He said he hoped that those responsible would be brought to justice. The UN said Guinea's military regime pledged its commitment to support the investigation and facilitate the work of the commission. Meanwhile, in the capital Conakry, at least 10 people who were arrested for going on hunger strike in protest at the violence have reportedly been freed after being forced to eat. The protesters said they were taken to a restaurant by soldiers and warned that if they didn't end their hunger strike, they would be killed. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
It's looking more and more unlikely that San Francisco's Bay Bridge will reopen in time for the Monday morning commute. California State Transportation spokesman Bart Ney says commuters should assume the bridge will remain closed. He says repairs are proving to be more difficult than expected.
We're still working on the repair. There are still enough unforeseen elements in the work that we have to do for us not to be certain that we can have the bridge open in the morning.
The bridge between San Francisco and Oakland has been closed since Tuesday night after work over the Labor Day weekend failed to repair a crack. Ney says crews still have to conduct more enhancement work, stress tests, and inspections. He says officials are no longer making predictions on when the bridge will reopen to traffic. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.